Even Yerushalmi goes back to Erev Bavli, Daf Pei Dalet. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and the Mishnah is Halacha Gimel. Anshei Chotzer v'Anshei Mepeses Shishachu le'Irvu. If the people of Chotzer forgot to be married together with the people of Mepeses, which is a ladder from the Chotzer that leads to a balcony leading to their apartments, each group was married by itself. Oshu Gavaya Asar Trochim Mepeses Pachis Mekan Chotzer. Anything means a mound at least 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim tall is permitted to the people of the Mepeses to transfer between it and their apartments. Anything less than 10 is to the Bnei Achatzah. Huli Sabor, Ba'asela, Groyim, Asar Tefachim, the Mepeses, Pochis Mekan Achatzah. If a rock or a huli, the lip of a pit, is 10 tefachim tall, is to the people of the Mepeses. If it's less, is to the people of the Achatzah. Bedron Moim, Besmucha, Abu Mufleges, Safiru, Hi Gvoya, Asar Tefachim, Achatzah. As if they are near the Mepeses, if they're far away, even if they're 10 tall, they are to the Bnei Achatzah. Evi smucha kol she'en rechuka arba tefachim was considered near. Anything not distant 4 tefachim is considered near. And the Gemara says, v'loi shel tachtoinu. The Gemara asks, why is a big mound to the Mepeses? It's of the people below the Bnei Achatzah. Amav yudan zeisemeres chovas ruuvim v'sechatzah shimoin v'shimoin mishtamish bo k'mi shirushalai. Yudan answers, this teaches if Reuven's ruin is in Shimon's chotzer, and Shimon uses it, it's as if it's his. Shita hadar milsa lezeh bepesach lezeh bepesach shneim asurim min habayis shiseh shebein shtei chatzerus. The following is obvious. If a roshus is between 2 chatzerus that were not ma'ariv, and this one has an opening to it, and the other one has an opening to it, both are forbidden. And we learn this from the case of a house between 2 chatzerus, as we learned earlier. Lezeh bezvika, lezeh b'shol shol shmu amma shol shol muta shu kadaka bezvika asura she'ena kadaka. If one chatzah uses the roshus by throwing and the other chatzah uses it by lowering, shmu permits it to the one that lowers because this is a more normal way of use. The one that throws is forbidden because it's not of normal use. Rav amma, which is a shnehem asurim, Rav says both of them are forbidden. Masnisen pliga al Rav, kol she gevoya asar tefachim lemepeses pochot mekan achatzah. Loi leze bezvika, or she say leze beshulshul he masnisa. The Gemara asks, well, our Mishnah disagrees with Rav. Anything says anything 10 tefachim tall is to the Mepeses, less than this is to the Chatzah. But our Mishnah not discuss when the Chatzah uses it by throwing, and the Mepeses uses it by lowering. B'derech lo shetefachim le'elyona shehi lemala me'asar tefachim le'tachtoina. The answer is no, it's within 3 tefachim over the upper one, the Mepeses, so it's convenient for them, and more than 10 tefachim above the lower, above the Chotzer, so it's inconvenient for them. Ma pligin, Rav v'Shmuel v'Shoveh. When do Rav and Shmuel disagree? When it's equal means the top must lower 10 tefachim and the bottom must throw 10 tefachim. Haya sham chova v'yuchan or noifin chova v'alea. If there was a ruin there, Rav Yochan says we give, we permit the ruin to its owner. Akadim mishtamish b'chuva derech b'schoy ha mishtamish b'chuva derech halayin. And perhaps he said so only when one can use the ruin through its opening. If one uses the ruin through a window, what's the law? Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Yonason afilu kein neisen chuva l'baleh. Rabbi Acha quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that even so we permit the ruin to its owner. Laza, which is say b'shem Rabbi Hoshe hayu sholosh zeh mishtamish b'chuva derech b'schoy b'zeh mishtamish b'chuva derech b'schoy v'hem soyes asua. Another quoting Rosh said that if there were 3 ruins in a row between 2 chatzeros, this one used the ruin next to it through its opening, and this one used the ruin next to it through its opening, and the middle one is forbidden to both. Emasai, with manchem msois, shoshneim, avrim hoisa, msois, le'echad min ashok, zemishtamish ba'achas, zemishtamish ba'achas, uvashenis. When is this? It's when the middle is of both of them, but if it belongs to someone in the market, it means not from either chatzah. This one uses one, means go next to it, and this one uses one, means next to it, the second in the middle. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'imed v'achalal mitzarfim la'arbor l'ushe ha'imed rabba l'achalal. Rabbi Yochanan says that the oimed, which is the chulias habor, the lip of the pit, and the cavity of the pit join to a width of 4 to make a roshus ha'yochid, is as if the oimed exceeds the cavity. Boy, shekan, they were asked, well, do we require that the oimed from this side exceeds the cavity and the oimed from this side exceeds, or does the size of the total oimed on both sides exceeds the cavity? Am Rabbi Yosef, Pshita, Rabbi Zeira, שאין עימד מצד האחד מסתרש, פשיטלי שהיא עימד מצד האחד רבה, לא ספיחה דלי אפילו עימד השני. Yes said that it was clear to Bizeu that, that what is standing on one side doesn't join with the other side to exceed the cavity. It was clear to him that what he is standing on one side must exceed is not enough to equal the cavity. He asked only if even the other side must exceed the cavity by itself. Yemi Bishem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Meshloshe Vadar Bar He Must Nisa. Yemi quoting Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak said that our mission discusses when the width of the mound is between 3 and 4. Pachis Meshloshe Afil Yosem Me'ese Muta Abor Afil Pachis Me'ese Asa Ela Anan Kaimen Meshloshe Vadar Bar If it's less than 3, even if it's more than 10, it's permitted. If it's at least 4, even less than 10, it's forbidden. Well, the case is it's between 3 and 4. She'ein sham tikra, or yesham tikra, afile gvoya kama shel tachtoinimu. This is when there's no roof. However, if there is a roof, even if it's very high, it's of the lower people. Amo Rebbe b'she'ein sham nekev, or yesham nekev, mishtamish derech nekev. Rebbe says this is when there's no hole in the roof. However, if there is a hole, the upper people use it through the hole.